Israel is going to be engaged in a conflict, but I don't think the actual violence, I don't think the actual war itself isn't going to fully erupt until 2023.
As someone who's an ex-Muslim myself, it's like, I mean, they would definitely be up in arms about that. Any place of worship that is destroyed or threatened outright in the Muslim population's faces, you will be talking jihad here, because
I'm going to go a little deeper now. I'm going somewhere with this. This is relative to this Gog and Magog. I've looked into Gog and Magog invasion before. So some of these things, because when events unfold and they start happening, I don't want anybody to think that I had inside information or anything like that. I use date sequence predictive analytics to determine different interpretations that I come across. And something that I noticed about 2023, I've already released the predictions about Israel being at war this year. I've already released those predictions almost 2 years ago in a series of videos. And I reiterated it six months ago in more videos that Israel's going to be at war. What I find is the Dome of the Rock was completed in the year 691 of our calendar, Anno Domini. And that is precisely 666 plus 666 years ago. That's 1,332 years ago from today.
Wow.
So, but what's even more profound, and remember, we're studying history through the eyes of a hologram. We're looking at holography. So things make sense. These little mathematical parallels, they make sense when you take into the fact that the Dome of the Rock was captured by the Christians in the year 1099. It stayed captured, and it was turned into a Roman Catholic church, the Dome of the Rock, for 88 years until, and you have to forgive me of my pronunciation, but his name is Saladin or Saladin.
Yeah, it's Salahuddin, yeah.
Salahuddin.
Yeah. He, very famous figure.
Yes, he is famous. He liberated Jerusalem from the knights and the Catholic control at the time and turned the Dome of the Rock back into a Muslim shrine. But for 88 years, it had not been. And 1,332 years from the founding of the Dome of the Rock until this year, 2023, taking the 88 years that it wasn't a Muslim shrine gives us 1,244 years. The reason this is relevant is because it too is a reduplication of the number 622 plus 622. What we're seeing here is the Islamic Hijra calendar began in the year 622. Are you following me here?
Yes, I'm following you.
The Islamic Hijra calendar began in 622. It starts a definitive countdown to many significant events in Islamic culture and history, because this is what the calendar is. But it will always have these patterns, like these holographic patterns will be embedded when these major events occur. And this is what we see. The isometric projections for 2023 show that in 1973, Israel was at one of the biggest wars they ever fought against Muslim countries. This was in 1973, the Yom Kippur War. So I'm seeing the exact same thing unfold in 2023, but not just because of one simple isometric projection. I'm also seeing it because it has very tied calendrically to this Dome of the Rock. So I'm wondering if Israel is not going to create a situation. Remember, these people are experts at war by deception. So what I'm foreseeing here is them creating a hostile situation where they can actually blame a foreign power for the destruction of the Dome of the Rock. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm also seeing that that these Islamic countries are not going to buy it. Of 2020, from December 2019 to March 2020, if that little window right there woke up the whole world, you understand? And in eschatology, this is the breaking of a seal, which is a revelation and a part of the unveiling. Then you can't isolate some small particular that only affected a small amount of people and say, well, that must have been the breaking of the second seal. So we're in the third seal now, man. You can't attribute American politics to the breaking of a seal when it only affects Americans and a few other countries. No, I promise you, the breaking of the second seal has not happened yet. But when it does, it's going to be a world-affecting event, just like the first seal. That second horseman, the 400 years ago, they started mistranslating that from the Greek. And in the Greek, that's not red. It's like the red yellow flames, and it's not a raging fire. The idea is not a raging fire. The idea is a bunch of little flames. It's not a great sword. The word great in Greek's not even there. It's not a great sword. It's a knife. It's a dagger. It's the weapon of the assassin. That is what the second seal is. I'm seeing. And it's not war. It's not all out war. Take peace from the earth does not connote. It's not necessarily connotes war. To take peace from the earth would be like to promote terror and have thousands of fires going on from thousands of bombs, and then thousands of sleeper cells unleashed on all these civilizations. All this chaos. It's not designed to conquer. It's designed to sow chaos. It's designed to take peace from the earth. Yeah, the weapon of the sword, well, the sword would be a symbol of conventional warfare. The dagger is not. The knife is not a symbol for conventional warfare in prophetic material. It's not. What we have in the second seal is an event that's going to wake the whole world up. It's like, damn! They're going to realize, whoa, all this was too coordinated, too perfect. It went down too fast. It's going to affect multiple different areas all at the exact same time. Yeah, that's what it is, guys. I'm not the only one that's connected these colors to Islam. I'm not the only one this is over 100 years ago. It was already being talked about world wars, and that one of them would involve Christianity and Islam. Understand the history of Islam, you would immediately go to the cult of the assassins in this deal. This text is describing a single event that erupts worldwide at multiple locations. The knife is the symbol of small weapons. This is not battle in the conventional sense. This is some fifth column stuff. This is very, very specific language being used here. This, to me, I see an eruption of basically jihadic activity going on through all Western nations at the exact same time, as if there's a queue. I see it in the UK. This verse tells me in the UK. I'm going to tell you why it tells me that, because we're going to get into Nostradamus' quatrains and see what he says for these exact same years. We're going to do that in this video. We're also going to look at this isometrically to see if the isometric patterns, the holographic reflections for these years, actually show what I'm talking about. This is the second horseman. Wars and battles happen every year in human history, and they're not the subject matter of seals. This is something else. This is something, remember, it's supposed to be a sign for the immortals to wake up. If you're to he who overcometh, I will give you a white stone in a new name. I will give you a white robe. This is all symbols. The white robe is a new avatar. A new name is a new eternal identity. It is a badge of honor. You made it through the Nemesis simulation. It's like a patch. I will give you a white stone. You've got to have that white stone, because if your stone is not in the architecture of God and the monument of man, for which the Great Pyramid is a terrestrial emblem of, then you're not going to make the Exodus, because the pyramid doesn't contain a portal. It is the portal.
Here's a recent one, if I can get it out. That one there, that's a beautiful one too. Little one.
Yeah, man, those are beautiful.
But yeah, works all the time. Never gonna run out of ammo with these, you know?
Yeah, man. I really find it interesting that second seal uses the word for small knife, because that's like the preferential weapon to the type of people that are being inserted in these places too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Parisian daggers, all of that stuff goes back in the day. I wouldn't be surprised if it's almost something identical to what the Sikhs carry here in the UK for their ceremony with daggers.
Right.
I can pretty much see that coming.
The second seal is a fiery horseman, not a red horseman. It's fiery, and the type of fire in Greek is almost, it's plural, as in we're dealing with a bunch of fires in little areas. But this is attached to taking peace from the earth, and the peace that's taken from the earth that's connected to all these little fires everywhere is attached to small arms. The Greek perfectly describes daggers. Small weapons fighting. The Judeo-Christian interpretation of the second horseman, the red horseman of war, this is what you're told in all the biblical comments. This is red horseman of war. That's not what it's taught conveying. War happens all the time. Why would it be a seal? Why would it be a seal breaking? World War II wasn't the breaking of a seal. So if war isn't the actual interpretation, what is? I'm going to tell you. Because in the Greek, it wasn't great sword. It's not. It's a dagger. And the word great in Greek is talking about expansive, an event that's great all over. It's not talking about the size of the weapon. Because great swords and long swords in Greek have a totally different Greek name than a small dagger in Greek. But the second seal involves an event, a single event, that's going to last for a little while. Probably weeks, maybe months. But this is my theory. First of all, what's being described is hundreds, maybe thousands of areas all at the same time erupting in violence. But the violence, which involves the burning of neighborhoods, cities, buildings, stores, cars, all that stuff, is all effected by people using small arms. This is not a war. This is not using jets, aircraft carriers, Titan class, Ohio class, Los Angeles class, nuclear submarines. This is not in ICBM warfare. None of that. None of that. This is small arms warfare by people who are going to take peace from the earth. They're not going to conquer the earth. They're not even going to win. They're going to take peace from the earth. Remember, this is the unveiling. This isn't, the second seal isn't the end of anything. It's an unveiling. It's to wake you up. The unveiling is unfolding according to the Greek calendar, the Olympiad calendar. I don't know how it's going to play out, but the second seal, as I broke down the Greek and showed you, it's a whole bunch of fires going on at the same time and a whole bunch of peace being taken from the earth. And it's going to be on par with the first seal, which means lockdowns. It means fear, widespread fear. It means no travel. It means all these things. But this one is small arm. Now, not a great sword. That's the Christian interpretation, which is wrong. But the original Greek says it's a small dagger, and that the damage that the small daggers do is great. It's widespread. I showed you the cognates, guys, and the root words that were employed in the Greek show the whole picture here is of an Order 66 scenario, so many things going on at the exact same time, all designed to do one thing, take peace from the earth. Almost every single individual listening to my voice won't be physically affected. So whereas real terroristic attacks will be going on all over the world, the media is going to be also foster all kinds of false flag events. So nobody can tell what's real and what's not. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter how many truthers are saying, oh, this is false flag, this didn't happen. Look, this girl's still alive. She didn't even die in this event. None of that matters. All that matters is that they're going to pull off the second seal to take peace from the earth. People will be locked into their communities. They'll be told, stay home. It's dangerous out here right now. You just heard it. It might not even happen, but you just heard that the next city over, the whole Kroger just blew up. You don't know. You don't know. When they're in absolute total control of all information, you're going to believe only the only source of information that you have. There could be a full internet blackout during this period of time so that real information can be disseminated. You don't know. All we know is that the second seal is going to be as effective as the first seal, and it's designed not to kill you. It's designed to wake you up. That's what it's designed to do. This is the unveiling. This is a revelation. Not supposed to fear this time. I know it's hard to see past that, but that's the truth. You're not to. All the stuff you see on the news and all these false flag events and all, you don't know what's real and what's imagined anymore, guys. So when you suffer from what you observe, you're doing it to yourself. What I found in the Greek, in breaking down all the Greeks, it's not really the Greek translation. It's breaking down each Greek word to get the full meaning. So that's what I did. And when I did, I found out that the second seal perfectly describes hundreds, maybe thousands of events all erupting around the same time, all of them being small arms battles, small arms violence, a lot of fire, a lot of things burning and all that. But it's not all out war. It's not a major war, because even the weapon that's mentioned, the English translations lie. It does not say great sword. It describes a little dagger, and the word great has been transposed. The word great in Greek describes over an area. The magnitude is a word of magnitude. It is not a word describing how large the sword was, because it's not even a sword. In Greek, it's a dagger, the knife of the assassin. What is being described, and the color codes and all that, what is being described between the horses and the colors of the horses is an all-out, for the second seal, is all-out, basically Muslim violence all over the world for whatever reason. This is what it looks like. All these sleeper cells, all this shit going on, all these immigrants that have been put in all these deals, it's all for a reason, every bit of it. It's going to erupt, go off. No countries are going to get taken over. That's not what the second seal is about. It's not. It's all about taking peace from the earth. Just like COVID, it's probably going to implement lockdowns in some areas, a cessation of infrastructure for a while. Power grids might go down because they're damaged. There may be poisoning of water sources. They're only designed to take peace from the earth. This is knife warfare. This is small arms warfare. This is urban fighting. This isn't involving armies. This is to take peace from the earth, just like 2020 did, just like the breaking of the first seal, except that was done by the pharmaceutical companies, which are funded by George Soros and Sons. Now, the second seal is also funded by the same people. Who do you think paid for all these migrants to be just sitting up for the last 7 and 8 years and building in numbers and arming them and making sure they can stay in these hotels and these Airbnbs and stay there indefinitely until they get their call? And their call is, I guarantee you, the call is going out during the Olympics in France.
It's in Paris, isn't it?
It's in
the Olympics.
No, yeah, it is. The Paris Olympics. I've already studied the calendrics, and it's absolutely calendrically and mathematically connected to 1972 when the Palestinians machine gunned 9 or 11 Israelis.
So this is based on your isometric projections, Jason.
I'm very glad Jason brought this up, right? Because in the UK, this is a touchy subject, even for people within our community. Because for some people to question why there are large groups of young men from predominantly Muslim countries, most of them war-torn. All of these countries are anti-Israel and pro-Palestine, right? So let's put this into context.
Careful, Lance. Careful.
Yeah? No, I'm just saying they're coming into these Western countries, which are all by default pro-Israel and sending loads of money to Israel. Mm-hmm. So you can see this juxtaposition going on right now. Now, right. In the UK, to even mention any questions of what all these young men are here doing is considered, you know, racist and right-wing. But we have to be objective about this. Here is something. I'm just going to show you a picture, Jason. Now, just where we live in Dorset, there's a place called Portland, which is a port, it's sort of like a little peninsula, and there's a very controversial story at the moment about this. Can you see the screen?
Yeah, I can.
It's a barge, right? Now, this barge, it has been moved to this small town of Portland, which has got only a few thousand people living there, literally a couple of thousand people, and this barge houses 500 young men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there are...
From various ethnicities.
From geographical
locations.
But the one common denominator is they're mostly from war-torn countries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, these barges are not just in one place. They're all over Europe. I did a quick little search. All over Europe.
Yeah. All housing 500.
Well, I don't think it's always 500, but that was an example of one that houses 500.
Well, listen, the plan on Modern Case TV, I outlined the plan. It's very simple to understand. It's they literally put cells in all these Western nations, and then the trigger event is what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians right now and what they've been doing in Gaza. This is the trigger event. Now, it's going to actually blow up into a series of anti-Israeli events internationally. The next move you're going to see is several different countries are about to go public with anti-Israeli sentiment. They're about to stop trade. They're going to be doing trade embargoes. This is what you're about to see. Every bit of this is about to unfold. Israel has had 100% backing from all these countries internationally, but now all of a sudden they are going to be isolated. And it hurts my heart to say this, but man, all these countries that are going to be coming against Israel, the United States is still going to be behind this whole, I don't even know if I can say the Z word, but that's you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Just call them. We know. Everyone listening knows.
Yeah, United States is a captured operation. It's been a captured operation. It's the more I've looked into this, I see... This whole thing is by design. So what's going to happen is the United States and probably some other Western militaries are going to suppress all the designs of both these countries in attacking Israel. We're going to be Israel's shield once again, and that's what's going to trigger what's going to happen at the Olympics. And then the shit is going to hit the fan from all over the United States. But it's going to be small. It's going to be thousands of small events. It's not going to be all-out warfare. There's some people listening to my voice may be taking up arms against some of these men that have been put in our countries. I can see that happening. I don't see any militaries helping defend at all. I believe this is all going to be urban small warfare to take peace from the earth, and they're going to use all this infighting everywhere in the UK, everywhere in the United States, everywhere in Canada, in Germany, France, in Spain. They're going to use that as, just like they did in 2020, create travel restrictions, lockdowns, curfews. And then we're going to be going through that again for another 18 months until everything dies down. And then for about two and a half years, then we'll wait on the third seal to be broken, which is along the same lines. It's all to take peace from the earth. So I'm telling you all this because it goes with exactly what you're talking about. To increase this destitution, this fear in the collective, because what they're really doing is preparing the surface of the world to basically absorb most of the shock from the Phoenix phenomenon when it appears.
So what you're saying is it could be like...
Michael!
Certainly that's worth a Michael. They've caused as maximum destruction, chaos, disenfranchisement as you can, so that when the Phoenix takes place, some people may be too preoccupied with what else is going on to even notice this this phenomenon that's happening. That's mad. Now, I just want to reload a little bit. I think it was about a year ago or 18 months, you were doing a predictions video, and it's all linked together with this. You were saying that in this year, in 2023, we were going to see a rise in open public condemnment of that crew with tiny little hats.
The little hats.
No.
Yeah, the little hat coalition. I'm just going to put a meme on the screen, which one of our guys made, which I thought was cool. I don't know if you can see that, Jason. But I've noticed that you were absolutely right. You were absolutely correct. I've been covering this on the show a little bit recently in the last few months, that there are people saying things online now that people are actually in prison for, that have been previously convicted for hate crime, etc., and are actually serving physical time behind bars. And I'm seeing multiple accounts of people that don't seem to be bots either, openly pumping out, questioning that big historical event that you can't question, talking about the man with the small moustache and about his intentions, talking about the actual legitimacy historically of the dark little hat priest class, should we say, and all of those things, and really going right to the bottom of the barrel with it, and some of it may or may not be true, but very inflammatory, right? And I'm thinking, what the hell has gone on? Has someone changed the filter controls? Has AIA X switched up the formula? Why is this allowing to be said? And then it syncs up.
I would like to address that too. Okay. I made that prediction at the same time that I also, it's really not a prediction. It's an extrapolation. There's a difference. A prediction kind of makes me sound like I'm a prophet. An extrapolation means that it's an educated guess based off data sets, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's calendrins. I'm looking at historical events that have mathematical pattern value, and I'm showing how they project onto the coordinates of the future. Coordinates happen to be dates. So, yes, that was a prediction, but so was also in that same video that Israel was going to be at war by the end of 2023. I just didn't know it was going to be what they're actually doing, because that's not a war. You send APCs and armored columns and tanks and flamethrowers and jets and helicopters and Delta teams, all that. You send all that into a population that does not have APCs, jeeps, tanks, Delta teams. There's a whole area of Gaza that don't even have an army.
There's no army. They've got no army.
After the prior seal was broken, and it mirrors exactly what the Greek is conveying in the second seal, which is dagger warfare over a widespread area. This is what the Greek conveys. The Judeo-Christian translation has you thinking it's going to be a world war with a red horseman coming in with a great sword, brings war, takes peace from the earth. This is not what the Greek conveys. The Greek conveys small daggers. It's not great sword. It's not in Greek. It's not a great sword at all. In fact, in Greek, it's a dagger. It's a type of knife used by the assassin. So we're looking at small arms, and the word great means basically implies magnitude, not the size of the weapon. So we're dealing with something that's going to happen rapidly, and it's going to take off rapidly. And the narrative, it's very simple. It's very simple to decode what's happening. It's going to be masked. Even though a lot of them are not going to be real participants, it's going to be masked as basically a fundamental Islamic response to Israel being supported by the West for what they did in Gaza. This is how it's going to be masked. Although a whole bunch of these migrants aren't Muslim. A bunch of them are, but not all of them. Migrants have been strategically placed in many Western nations. I don't know about the East. I don't know too much about the East, but I know Islam has a huge population in like China and Indonesia. I just don't know. But this is it's going to be small arms warfare. I can see that a lot of this is going to be urban warfare. And I don't think it's going to be all out war. I think there's going to be a lot of violence. The knifings have already spiked. They've already started. And I do believe that the elite are going to implement a strategy that's going to increase the chaos. And what I mean is I believe that just prior to when all these events take off, and they're going to take off rapidly. It could be as simple as a simple jihad. And then it'll happen everywhere. Attacks against water, attacks against electricity, gas, attacks against scaring people so bad they don't even want to leave their homes. And they it could be all that. And the news will participate. How does the news participate? Fear porn. They'll be showing isolated incidents, and we already know many of these are staged. Some of them might be real. The second seal, as I have shown, when considering the original Greek and removing the Judeo-Christian filters that are designed to throw you off, this second seal specifically refers to a period when small arms violence and fires erupt everywhere. And the colors of the horsemen are connected to the national colors of Islam, starting with the second horseman. And it is my position that in this year, there will be small arms attacks against infrastructure, against businesses, and against residential areas by migrant terrorists already here and waiting for their cue. Remember, guys, this is a hot topic right now. Even mainstream media is already reporting this. But it was 10 months ago when I released my videos on the SEALs telling you that this was going to happen this year. Now it's out in the open. Now it's being talked about across the board. Even Funky Prepper's he's been talking about it a lot, showing the evidence of what's going on in the UK. We've got people in France doing the same thing, showing everything, all the preparations that are being made. It's going to be a lot of conflict between Muslims and Christians, and it's all by design, every bit of it. Is it all-out takeover of nations? No. Is it all-out war? No. It's to take peace from the earth. So, in summary, I'm not amending anything I have previously elucidated concerning the second seal and its explosive events, which will occur starting around July, especially in August. This is going to be in tandem with the Olympic Games. In fact, I suspect that the overwhelming participation by the media and the government in this whole eclipse narrative is entirely misdirection, with the intent to create the situation I described in my prior eclipse video as an anticlimactic event. Anticlimactic events serve the elite because they build up all this expectation. They get all these people talking about things and they're borrowing information from each other. And next thing you know, the entire populace is waiting for something to happen. And then when it happens, it's anticlimactic. There's no expenditure of emotion. There's nothing really to observe. The event comes and goes, but all the anticipatory energy is now in the field suspended. We let the energy go, but that energy can be harvested and used for another event in the future that you're not suspecting. This is what the elite did with Y2K. There was no evidence for Y2K, but it was put out so geniusly and by so many different people. And this is really way before social media took off, and it was in 1999. Everybody was talking about it. Everybody was expecting. They even got governments nervous about it, and they started doing all these preparations simply because, you know, computers weren't going to register, so there's going to be a total infrastructure collapse because all computers are going to go from 9999 to 000 and shut down. It's just stupid. It was dumb. Well, we fell for it. Whole world fell for it. Or a lot of people were really thinking something's going to happen. All that energy was introduced into the field. It's called expectation. They got the masses to participate. Everybody lent energy into the field. And then there's nowhere for that energy to go. It was an anticlimactic event. Nothing happened. But they used that energy and surprised the entire world with a shock and awe campaign in New York. It's called 9/11, which was not predicted. So this is the same thing with this eclipse. This eclipse is not an event per se. It is the signal of the passage from the first horseman to the second horseman. The second horseman now begins to ride.
And in that ride, somewhere, the second seal will be broken. The only thing that we have to wait for this transition is for the crown to the crown of Apollo. Apollo was the sun. The crown of Apollo to appear in the sky. And that's going to be April 8th in 2 days, 3 days or whatever. It's going to be on Monday. That's what we're waiting for. The crown, Christ is going to be given a crown, Coronas. Just like in Greek mythology, he was given as a consort, Corona, a female. So anyway, this is what we're waiting on. The eclipse. If there's any events that unfold with the eclipse, they're pure psyop. They're pure psyop. If an earthquake happens during the eclipse, there's nothing mysterious about it. As I've shown you guys, 2,000 years ago, Pliny the Elder published a book showing that eclipses and earthquakes go in tandem. There's no mystery here. There's none. The real mystery is in the timing of the eclipses, which is what we're going to get into here, because we're talking about field dynamics. We're talking about things being introduced into the field by the elite using humans as participants. This is where this is going. When the eclipse is over, all this energy that has been harvested can now be honed into manufactured events against the very people from which the energy was taken. I am not expecting second seal events on the day of the eclipse. It's too soon. It's too soon. The red horseman has just begun to ride. And the second seal isn't broken by the eclipse. The eclipse is the very last component of the first seal. It's the very last component. Remember, it's the first seal that and a crown was given to him and a corona was given to him. Who is him? The white rider. Who's the white rider? Apollo. Who is Apollo? The sun. It all makes sense. So the eclipse is the transition from the first horseman to the second horseman. First seal is complete. Whatever that first seal was, the poisoned arrows of Apollo against the human family, whatever it was, it now that part of their agenda is over. They're done. It now moves to the second phase of whatever that agenda was. So you guys already know I have directly connected Pfizer, COVID, and the Jabberwocky to the first horseman. Therefore, the second horseman will be a development concerning this that will surprise the world with information and events linked to all three of those. Pfizer, COVID, and the Jabberwocky. It will have everything to do with taking peace from the earth. Doesn't say the world's going to end. Doesn't say World War III. Doesn't say nations are going to fall and all that. It doesn't say any of that. As a matter of fact, Jesus is really big on telling you too. It's about earthquakes. He says there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places, and the end is not yet. Jesus said that in the book of Luke. So, yeah. The added events are those of the attacks in Western nations and especially in the United States that will be blamed on Islam. Maybe some of the migrants are Islamic. I don't know. But I'm real positive that a lot of these are going to be psyops conducted against Western nations and principally the United States because of our support of Israel and what they did in Gaza. And our continued support of Israel is the reason why Islam is going to be doing attacking churches, attacking synagogues, attacking infrastructure, residential areas. But they're also going to be receiving help from the media, who's going to blow a lot of these things out of proportion and make them sound far worse than they actually are.
Unfortunately,
some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
To serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about trouble in China that is responsible for one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.